The Rockefeller Mirror. The Rockefeller, money master, continental king, the lord of business, politics, of almost everything, the owner of petroleum, the owner of the bank, the man we love to loathe, the man we'll never thank. He wore the finest linens, and he drove the finest cars. He dined out 7 nights a week with sheikhs and movie stars. He went to all the meetings with the cream of the elite, but his hunger went beyond the need for vegetables or meat. At night, his dreams were haunted by the image of a box so heavy that he wondered if it might be filled with rocks. The box was made of iron with a lid of solid gold, engraved with silver symbols that were beautiful and bold. The box was waiting nightly in the deepest realms of sleep. It was something he desired both to purchase and to keep, and every night the box would grow in substance and in size, till eventually he did not even want to close his eyes. He did not tell a doctor, or a child, or a friend. He knew he'd found a special path, a path without an end. But every path ends somewhere. He must find this box and buy it, and not a soul would stop him, not a soul would dare to try it. He went to every shop he knew and asked about the box. He drew them detailed pictures, and they searched through all their stocks. They showed him boxes great and small, both intricate and plain, but none of them came near to the box inside his brain. The CIA were brought on board, and though their arm was long, they could not bring him satisfaction. Every box was wrong. And finally, one evening, in ruin by the fire, he gave up in despair. There was no one left to hire. "Sir?" came a voice from beyond the study door. "Go away," he bellowed out. "I can't take any more." "But, sir," came the voice, "there's a woman come to see you. She says that you're a prisoner. She says that she can free you." Silence filled the room like a post-atomic blast, a pure white flash of clarity. And then the moment passed. His brow was wet with perspiration, rising from within. He cleared his throat and hoarsely called, "You'd better show her in." Later, in his king-sized bed, he lay awake in thought. What had he been shown tonight? What had he been taught? The message that the woman had delivered was unique, the kind of message no one on the earth should know to speak. But here it was, as clear as a crystal summer sky. The box was his already, not a thing he had to buy. The box was the custodian of truth in purest form. And as he thought it over, he felt strangely safe and warm. He drifted, nameless, through the realms of dream towards his prize, and now he saw it clearly. It shone before his eyes. "Open," he commanded boldly, "yours is mine to see. As God is my commander, I am God, and you are me."
The rest of the piece is in part 2. Please move on swiftly. Thank you.